This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, ooh, chill. Welcome, everybody.
What up, babe?
How are you guys feeling on this beautiful, sunny, and hot Thursday?
First of all, can I say it's good to be back.
Welcome back.
I feel like I haven't been here in like a month.
Yeah, you guys have just been leaving me here, dude. Like, I'm the only consistent member of this show.
Some of us have lives, Kanye. We have things to do, you know?
That was disrespectful.
That was
I'm joking. I was so nice.
I was even like,
do you know what that calls for? I think that calls for a mute for a second.
Oh, yes, yeah. I did. Sorry, you just get it, dog. What's up, nigga? You good, man?
You good, man?
I'm good.
We can bring it back now.
I was actually going to say shout out to Kanye for holding us down like week after week after week.
Yeah. Shout out to Kanye.
Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know where Kanye. Where did Kanye come from? Because
also a nickname for my name. It's a shortened version of my name.
But I've never heard.
What are we supposed to call him? Kanye.
Yeah.
Either or, some
I'm
people call
stick
me Kanye.
To Kanye. We'll I'm sorry.
Yeah, like either or. Even Hunter also says that. A couple other, like a lot of people say it. But I mean,
you learn something.
No, he's not.
You're the only one.
You learn something new every day.
Indeed, you do. But yes, welcome. As we were saying, it is the Millennial Gen Show. We have a very chill show for you today. We have some deep conversations. We're going to talk about hot topics.
Like today, it's hot as all hell, man. Hotness.
Yo.
Dog, it's actually ridiculous.
Like, it's a madness, dude. But at least the thing about Joburg is, when it gets this hot, you know it's going to rain soon.
Let me tell you what happened the other day. I was so upset, okay? I did not wash my car. Because car washes are expensive, you know?
Yeah.
But the other day, my car was filthy. Like, inside, grass, all that stuff. Because I took it to a festival outside, you know? Cool. Literally.
A festival? What festival was it?
Please relax. Okay, anyways.
We must relax. You in exams, you're busy going to festivals telling us to relax.
Imagine. I have 1 week and a half between all my exams, okay? So I'm chilling. Anyways, back to the car. So I'm like, you know what? Actually, let me respect myself. Let me respect, you know, my parents. They bought me this car. Let me take care of it. Take my car to the car wash, guys. Like, I spent shmoney, real life shmoneys on that car wash. Literally, as I left the car wash, it poured. Poured. I didn't even make it into my gate. So, fuck Joe.
But, like, that's on you, dog. Yeah. Why didn't you check the weather?
I mean, maybe just get a wash on the inside.
But maybe you see, like, did you also get the inside clean?
Yeah, I did. So, at least.
So, your inside's still popping, or at least. But, I mean, the outside. Oh.
Look at her face, though. She looks so
She's so big.
So
she's
drained. Like, someone give me a refund.
Mother Nature, you bitch. Yeah. Honestly, you're so hectic.
Is that what you said as soon as you saw the.
I'm sure.
It was the first drop fall,
guys.
And let me tell you, I was actually thinking, like, this was probably the best time to live in Cape Town. Like, I don't water. Like, I don't pool. I don't, like, beach, ocean.
I don't water.
That's incredible. That deserves a round of applause. Even for me, let me put down my water. Because, yo, girl, sure, that was too clutch.
Drinking water, washing with water, yes. But water for leisure, No.
Yo, you described that perfectly, dude. I feel like people should put that on a swimsuit, boy. I don't water.
But I'm saying, like,
I don't water for leisure.
Yeah, I don't.
Sure. But I could see the ocean vibes right now.
But like, so you don't like the ocean? Who doesn't like the ocean?
No, guys.
No, can I be honest? Like, I enjoy the ocean.
At a distance.
But like,
to take pictures.
For me, I'm like, I'll enjoy going to the beach maybe once a month.
A month?
Yeah, like, no. If I'm by the beach, I'll go once a month. You know, it's not something I'm going to get involved in all the time. Like,
I stayed in Cape Town for 3 years. I went to the beach 3 times.
You see?
Or four. But like, I mean, the beach is nice. It's beautiful.
Maybe I lied. Leave your lad, really?
Are you swimming in the ocean? You go there.
It's not getting out of hand now. Do you know how fucking cold that water is? Do you know how cold that water is?
Yeah.
Dude, I swam in it, though. Because, like, I mean, in Cape Town, you go to Clifton Falls. It's an, like, it's called a Blue Label Beach or something like that. Okay. Or Blue Tap, so something like that.
Does that mean black people can go there?
No. No.
So black people can't go there.
No. Can you guys just let me finish, though? It means it's an unmonitored beach. So there's no lifeguards, no security, nothing.
Okay. So
people go off. Like, yo, that place shakes, dude. Like, it's so nice. A bunch of university students will just go there. You get drunk on the beach.
That's really what
you
I
have
illegal.
Fun.
That could be fun.
Not at that beach, dude. Because unmonitored. Skirt. You know? So, and, like, it's really dope. And the only time you can get in the water is if you are trashed. But obviously, that's also dangerous to swim drunk. But
die.
The thing is, the second you get in that water, best believe you sober right away.
I can believe that. I can believe that. But, yeah.
Okay, enough about Cape Town.
And the ocean.
I don't fucks with...
Also, what I was saying. You guys don't fucking know how hot that motherfucker gets.
We live in the mountains side, dog.
But trust, Cape Town gets so hot, like, it's ridiculous. And the nice thing about here is because the rain comes and it cools it down, dude.
True.
Yeah, but that's what's nice about here.
Exactly.
The rain
exactly.
always comes and it's like
it cools it down. Like, who doesn't love the smell of the rain?
You know,
damn straight. But Cape Town, boy, you won't touch rain for months and months.
That's why
they're
in the drought.
Yeah.
And that's why it's better than Cape Town.
Yeah.
Low-key. High-key, actually. I agree.
Okay, but enough about that. Yeah. Have you guys seen that video of Migos in that carpool?
Oh,
I swear that video is a contender for video of the year.
It is the funniest thing seen.
Dog.
Yo, that thing is honestly hilarious.
It just made me appreciate Migos to a whole
different level. Those guys are too clutch, man, for real. They're so cool, bruh. Like, I just want to be their mate, dude.
I just want to confess something. So, I was watching that video, and this is weird, but I feel like that was, like, my first time seeing, like, the Migos.
Yeah, it is the first time you've seen the Migos. No, it's true.
What do you
it's
mean?
Like, it's the first time you've actually experienced like them as a group, like how they are.
Nah,
like,
because
before
but
that
Instagram,
you nah, but
trust,
nah,
you
but Instagram is also a different. Can
but
I
like
tell you
stories,
who one of my other favorite celebrities in the States is? Swae Lee. Oh, dog, that nigga. I'd literally be doing exactly what he's doing.
Okay,
he's
two
got
things.
Two monkeys.
Two things. Guys.
I would definitely have me.
My
some
nigga
monkeys.
Has two monkeys, dog.
I
you can see how sick it is.
Definitely,
his life is incredible. His monkeys just come jump on his shoulder out of nowhere. He's chilling with monkeys on his shoulder. What?
I can't deal with, like, he like PDAs these monkeys, like kisses them and shit. Like,
what? So what?
No,
what's wrong with loving
animal,
your monkey?
Guys, I don't
you're
know.
An animal.
Woo, that's what I'm really
thinking.
No, but like, he's right.
I don't know, guys. Like, are you, like, do you have pets? I don't know.
Yeah, I've got a dog.
I really want a dog.
Okay. My mom was like, no, we're black. It's not happening. Okay. Like, no. So I didn't grow up in an environment where we were kissing our pets, sleeping in the same bed as our pets. Like,
but if you know how clean your animal is, you'll be fine with it.
Guys,
this nigga brushes his
damn
monkey's teeth.
And then you'll get some certain skin colors that brush the animal's teeth with the same toothbrush.
No,
I like that shade though. No, but that seems a bit redonk though. Like, that seems hectic. But hey, it happens. But not dogs. Apparently a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's.
No, I don't believe it.
Obviously you wouldn't believe it.
I actually don't believe it.
Obviously, yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, you wouldn't with your dirty ass mouth, bro.
No.
Don't bring dogs down because of your filthy mouth.
No one knows what you put in there.
Two
questions. So I was watching, what was it? Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know, and I'm all about the drama. Anyways, so this chick is dating this new man. She went on holiday, left her toothbrush at home, and she was like to a man, yo, let me use your toothbrush. So
come again?
she's like, nah.
You know that happened to me the one time.
I'll buy you a toothbrush.
Yo, boy, I'd rather
like,
go
like
all
midnight,
the way to the
she
store.
She really wants to brush her teeth.
They sell toothbrush
anything.
At petrol station.
But like, Yeah, why
I'll even go get it.
But like, was it, wait, did you say it was his hand?
It's, yeah, like they like wife engaged.
Okay, hey, but I mean, like, if you're that deep, then
I don't know, like, that
but I mean, it's still kind of like,
it's still gross.
Isn't that like just your, it's your thing? Like, are you gonna let your hand wear your underwear as well? You get me?
Sometimes that shit can be sexy.
Your hand's gonna fit into your underwear.
Oh, yeah. I've used someone else's toothbrush before, so I was there, like, you know, because everyone was like, yeah, no, that's disgusting, and I'm there, like, head down, oh my gosh, shade to me. Like, I feel like it's not that bad, like, I get, like, it's a toothbrush.
Why did you,
like,
shade yourself?
Because, like, you know, when everyone's saying, like, no, that's wrong, blah, 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 and you're doing that wrong thing, so you have to be like, oh,
shit. I mean, I guess it's up to the person, like, you know, I don't think you're gonna contract any diseases unless they have.
Yeah,
unless
you can. But I mean, like, you can catch cavities from kissing someone. Like, if you kiss someone with cavity, I don't know how it works. I'm pretty sure it's true. Oh boy, Google, what's up? I'm telling you.
What?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. I swear.
If I kiss a girl with bad teeth, I'm gonna get bad teeth.
Why are you kissing people with bad teeth, guys? Like, let me just tell you. Teeth is like,
maybe the teeth are the only thing that are bad, dude.
No. Okay, what are your guys' top three, like, requirements for, like, a person? Like, what are the top three things you look at? So, like, for me, teeth has to be there. Like, I cannot look at someone without teeth.
I found it. Okay. I was right, motherfuckers. Kissing someone who has gum diseases or cavity causing bacteria can cause someone else who previously had a low concentration of bacteria. I was still
like
right though.
Very, very specific situation. Like,
no, because it was just like a random fact that I knew. And obviously, but actually, as I was saying, one time in December was when my brother was here last December, right? Mm-hmm. So we had a bunch of people over and they slept over. We chilled. We actually may or may not have had a party the night before. But if my mom's listening, we did not. But yeah, so a bunch of my brother's friends stayed over. And then in the morning, one of his friends walks into my room and she's like, hey, which one's your toothbrush? Can I brush my teeth? I froze.
Your brother's rogue.
No, to me, dude, I was just like,
And it's like, not your friend, it's his friend.
His friend.
It's his friend. Friend. That's what I'm saying. See,
like,
no.
Like, I mean, I've known her for, like, a long time, but still, though. No. It's a no for
Let's
me.
Let's keep it to, like, the intimate.
Yes. Yes. This is
your brother's friend. No, can I tell you what happened? He asked your brother. And your brother said no. Ask my brother.
That motherfucker probably did use this shit like that. Damn. Yeah, hey, I can imagine him. Sure. Okay, so. We are gonna move along to some hot topics.
Exactly.
Okay.
Let us know what's going on.
Yeah, let us know what's trending, dog. Okay, so actually, we need to name this segment. Like, what's this? Like, the something about Twitter. I don't know.
Twitfit.
What?
Twitfit.
What?
Twitfit. I thought you said Twitch shit.
Good shit as well. That's good. I like that. Twitch
shit. Okay. Well, anyway, yeah. So, up on the trend in on the Twitter. Okay, so, I don't know which one to talk about first. So, I'm going to talk about one I'm most passionate about. So, recently, if you know, when Cyril Ramaphosa became president, he said he was committing his time as president to land. Giving back the land, right?
Land expropriation, yeah.
Anyway, so he was like, you know what? Like, we want land expropriation. We're going to take the land without compensation. And that was actually seen as unconstitutional because in the constitution it said, if we're taking the land, we need to give people, like, whatever it amounts to. A microphone farted. Yeah.
I hope it was a microphone, not one of you niggas.
this morning they passed the bill that says that land can be expropriated without compensation. And that's very controversial because, like, a few months ago, there were some, like, white farmers who were very seriously training for, like, white genocide. Like, it was a whole, like, thing. Like, white hysteria. Orania. White hysteria was a real thing. They were getting
training
from...
But, like, it's not like we're going to come after white people, for real.
Who do you think has the land? Who do you think we're taking the land from?
No, but, like, God, dude, where, who are they going to fight?
Who's the white boy?
The thing is, you're only giving your perspective.
Yeah, no, but I'm asking, like, if you guys know, you can tell me who they're going to find.
In some areas, boys. Some people hold this thing, dog.
But wouldn't it be the police that come in the end to remove them from the land?
Tell us a bit more. Like, how's that going to work, though? Like, does it have to go through a court and, like, there's still, like, process? You can't just, like, run onto someone's land and be like, it's mine.
Well, yeah, okay. Can I tell you what? Can I tell you
how
what?
Do they prevent,
I'm
going like, to
interrupt you real quick. Because literally yesterday, I wrote my history paper. And it was on pre-colonial South African history. And that's exactly what happened in order for the Dutch and the Portuguese to come here and get land.
Portuguese or British?
Portuguese. The British followed the Dutch.
But, no, I know, but so where did the Portuguese come in?
Portuguese, like, Delagoa Bay.
Where's that?
Like, by KwaZulu-Natal. Like, no, sorry, it's by like Limpopo, rivers and shit.
Sounds like you did well in that exam, nah, gee, nice.
but listen. Portuguese people...
Like, no, they are, dude. Like, coloureds as well. Coloureds are a mixture of...
Okay, Sandra, my girl, you know. Okay, at Jay's face! Whoa!
What the hell? No. Anyway, okay, enough of that. Enough of that. What I was saying was... that's exactly how it happened.
Like, we missed you.
The Europeans came here, yes, and they just allocated land to themselves. They were just like, okay, we here and we need shit, so we're just gonna take this land and our guys are gonna use it.
Yes.
So it's ours now. That's what happened.
Yes, that's
exactly
that already,
yeah, come on, dog.
Yeah, so I'm explaining the situation.
No, but that's not the question.
is this not anti-colonization?
No, let me tell you. So
no, but that's like closer to the, that's, it's more recent. This is more like apartheid era things that happened during that time.
Okay,
that's what it's called. Not like colonization.
No, listen, land claims can start from 1913. Okay, that's when the Native Land Act was passed that said, okay, all people of color have to move to native designated places, so homelands, rural areas, blah blah blah, and then all non-people of color, white people, will move to urbanized land. So, number one, like, in order for a land claim to come through, you must have like a title deed that proves like this is your land, we owned it in the time of 1913 or after that, right? So obviously, if I have the title deed, even if you bought the land in 2010, I'm still entitled to that land. So the misconception is that they're actually only going for like...
They look so bored.
I'm baffled
because...
No, because like... how many people are going to have title deeds
That's what I was thinking.
1912.
Like,
how many black really people that have been enslaved, that have been subjected
it's
to...
Dispossessed from place to place. It's also about pre-colonialism. People weren't thinking about, hey, I need to... have a title deed. We weren't using pens and papers. We were drawing on rocks.
We were prevented from getting educated.
But it's not... That's the thing, is people think that just because we weren't using pens and paper, people of color weren't educated.
Yeah.
Or like, do you get what I mean? Mm. And so it doesn't make sense to apply like European standards of like how are we gonna designate this land to like...
But even some of the first documented languages are African languages. Like, generally.
Yeah.
Like, it's just because there was... when colonization happened, Europeans brought their education, their standards, and they forced it onto everyone
Africans,
else.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what got me fucked up about America.
Exactly.
As because America was built on the backs of slaves.
Yeah.
America is literally the richest country in the world because... They just take and they take and they take.
And I'll tell you a quick fact about slavery, which is about our next topic. But so I guess I should actually just leave it for later when we talk about our next topic.
Doug, okay. Like you...
But like now you're in
it. You did. And like, I was on such a roll. I had such a hot point too. But I'll continue. Guys, so for those of you who don't know, in like over New Year's, quite a while back, last New Year's, a bunch of Hillary Clinton's private emails were released, right?
Okay.
And like it was released on New Year's, like the news stories reported it on New Year's Eve. Like, who the fuck is watching the news on New Year's Eve, you know? So it's
my
a story that really...
I'm
it's a story that was really kind of brushed under the rug, right? And in one of those emails, there's proof that Hillary was having conversations with, I think it's Nicolas Sarkozy in France, and like a couple other delegates talking about assassinating Gaddafi. because Gaddafi wanted to unite Africa and make an African currency. I think it's like an African currency, backed by his own gold. Do you know how
backed by our own resources?
By our resources.
The whole of Africa backed by their own resources. That's what the currency would be.
Yeah, and he was gonna start it like with his own gold and silver, but they killed him because like that would literally be so dangerous for the Western world because they take our resources and then they sell them back to us at double the price.
Yeah,
which is a problem we need to fucking deal with. But like imagine something like that, dude. Just that concept is genius, dude. And if there was actually someone, and also he just didn't give a shit about America. He was he had his own agenda so hard that they could not deal with it. And that's what America does. If someone burning too bright
out of their life.
Yeah, like if someone starts saying stuff that will mess with what their agenda, then all of they just kill them. They knock them off. Like it's fucked up. It's been that way since way back.
I don't want to comment just in case someone's
the
listening.
The FBI are listening. It's fine. The FBI can listen. Actually, you know, I had this one made. Like he really loved Googling conspiracy theories and like all the shit about America and all the stuff on the black sites and dark web. Like a bunch of shit. Like it was his bread and butter. And then the one day he was doing his thing, and then an FBI notice popped up on his computer, and it's like, you are suspected of suspicious activity.
Oh, no.
Your computer is being wiped.
Whoa.
Wiped his whole hard drive.
Lying.
Shit,
blocked
nigga,
his computer. How? Boy, I don't know.
How?
Dude. I don't know.
That's incredible.
Like, I didn't believe him. I was like, dude, you're lying. He showed me a picture, bruh. Thing popped up on his screen. FBI logo, FBI warning. What? His computer was fucked. He couldn't even install software onto it again.
Change
like,
your surname, move.
He's
just
not
going to
be allowed into
the
States that got
Yo,
real.
Boy, for real.
But I just want to clarify that with land expropriation without compensation, the target is not white farmers, so you guys can relax. The target market is like abandoned land, people that are living on state-owned land that can be dangerous or that can be used for something more beneficial, like let's say moving people that are like let's say shacks, moving them to build like a school. That's what's going to be expropriated without compensation because those people don't own the land anyway, if that makes sense.
And that's what I meant by they're not coming after white people.
Yeah, so the white hysteria can relax.
Alrighty, tidy. We're going to take a music break real quick. But don't go anywhere.
Make Jenkins.
Hell yeah. If you guys haven't heard. If you haven't heard his latest album, Pieces of a Man. God damn. Oh, it is so good.
Oh,
it is a banger from start to finish.
Please play. Gwendolyn.
But stop porn.
Nah, good. Start with Gwendolyn.
I love that because
beautiful
and black. Like,
no, but we can do that next time.
Why don't you end with
Gwendolyn's apprehension right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Oh yeah, we back. Shout out Mick Jenkins for that fire. But guys, okay, first, well, we have something to address with Zinke, but before we get to that,
I'm in trouble, guys.
RIP to the legend.
No, like, yeah, for real, for those of you who don't know, Stan Lee passed away recently.
Do you want to tell people who Stan Lee is?
Everyone knows who Stan Lee is. Like, I really don't think it's overstating it to say everyone knows who Stan Lee is.
On Twitter, people were genuinely like, who is this guy?
You lie.
I swear, you guys.
That needs to be addressed.
Okay, let me give you a quick briefing. So Stan Lee was one of the founders of Marvel. It started out as a comic book company. They wrote so many fucking comics. Their comic department is still going. Every single
it's the biggest comic book thing
in the world. And they converted from comic books to movies.
Yeah,
and they
like
have been fucking killing it.
They have series too.
He's right. Entertainment. They even do stuff on Netflix now. They are everywhere. And it is all because of the greatness of that man, Stan Lee.
He's probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest story writer of all
genuinely all of the best superhero movies of our time came out of that man's head.
But can I also say, like, do you know what's also dope about him? He gave like he made like being nerdy or geeky like kind of cool, if you get what I mean. Yeah. Like people weren't afraid to be like, hey, I love superheroes, I love comics. You know what I mean? Like he gave like the underdogs a voice. It's like,
yeah,
makes
dude,
sense.
Like, genuinely. Gen, like he was, yo, dog, this
can
one
I say
was
what
so
I think, you know what I think was the saddest thing about him? Mm-hmm. He would appear in every single one
in
of his big
every
movies.
Single one
he'd
of
always
his
have
movies.
His little cameo. That's
he was
exactly
there.
What I do.
He was it. That's what I'm saying.
He's
everyone
such a boss.
Knows this guy.
He's
such,
such
a boss, dude. Yeah. I don't even, I can't even remember how old he was, but like in all of the,
yeah, he was old.
He was old and he was kicking,
and
man.
He was still
and that like, dude, that was I felt that one. That
yeah,
was painful.
Nah, he was
2018 has been a cruel bitch.
Yeah,
but first and foremost, let us have a moment of silence for the great man that is Stan Lee.
R.I.P.
And we back. Okay. But yeah, sure, that one hurt, dude. And you know, like, when I watched Avengers this year, I don't know what got me thinking this, but I was actually like, what's going to happen when this guy died?
It was your fault.
Don't be a dick.
You
were
98. No, you know what,
how
though?
How did you put that on me? You bastard.
No, but you know what my brother told me the other day? He said something that hit deep. He was like, dude, the universe is all about energies. And for me, that's what it boils down to. Like, you can feel if someone's energies are off. You can feel when someone doesn't have the correct energies. Like, you just don't want to be
around
them. You
yeah.
don't enjoy it, you know?
Genuinely.
So, that for me, like, damn, it hit me. So, now, I'm all about energies, dog.
No, but, like, I feel
providing
like
the correct
I feel
energies.
Like we've always been about that. Because, I mean, that's, like, that's basically judging someone's character. Like, because you can... It's like you know when you like
yeah,
you
like
get a good vibe from them,
yeah.
Like that's what it boils down to, you know.
Yeah, it's the energy.
It, yeah, exactly.
That's what you feel on a deeper level, you know.
Damn, I'm all about them energy, dog. Shoo.
No, but
I'm
that's why
all about them
that's why you gotta spread love. When you spread
for reals,
love, people
for reals,
feel your energy.
You gotta first and foremost, you gotta love your damn self. Mm-hmm. Like yo, guys, we have brought this up so many times on the show this
you
year.
You cannot give
because it
from
is
an
so.
Empty cup.
But yes,
okay.
Yes,
okay.
What? Oh, all right, shit.
I'm gonna let that sit.
Bars. But like, yeah, it is very right. You cannot give from an empty cup. You need to love yourself so much that your love overflows,
that's
and you will attract the right type of people when you just love your goddamn self.
Yes. Okay, this is getting deep, guys.
Self love, like for real. But like, generally, this is something that we need to address. Like, I mean, there's been a lot of death this year.
Yeah.
A lot of it has been self-inflicted. It comes from a dark place. I mean, I'm not taking away from it. People go through what they go through, but people need to know you're not alone.
Yeah.
Even one of our boys, a hooligan, has been speaking about this stuff. He's been like on his story. He's been asking people like, "What are you most like self-concerned about? Like, what's your biggest self? What's the word?
Like, what are your fears? Type of thing.
Yeah, kind of like, what are your fears? What are
or
your
what's
biggest
your
fears?
Biggest like? What's your biggest flaw? Type
yeah, of kind of like what's your biggest flaw?
Yeah.
And then it was dope seeing that people were interacting with him, telling him what their biggest flaw was. But his response is what got me, dude. He was like, in awe, like I'm dumbing it down basically in layman terms. He was talking about how, regardless of what we see as bad of ourselves, we need to embrace that because that's what makes us special.
It's what
you
makes
know?
You who you are.
Who you are. You can't change that shit.
For real,
so,
for real.
You gotta take that shit and you gotta use it.
Yeah, I mean, like there's, you know, you still gotta take care of yourself. You gotta, like, you need to be sure of yourself,
yeah,
and you need to understand that it is not just the good that makes you who you are. It is the bad. It is the unwanted. It
is the
unnoticed. It is the ugly. It is everything. But you need to know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking to a psychologist recently, and she was showing me this what, like, she was giving a lecture about like what well-being is, you know. And there's a bunch of different, there's like 8 different topics for, or like 8 different categories for well-being on. Obviously I don't remember them all, but it's like, it's such like emotional, physical, social, relationships, so love, sure, I can't remember all of them, but like it was literally like almost like, do you know what chakras are? You know how, yeah, you know how the way
the
your chakras,
seven
are.
Chakras, yeah,
yeah, like it was basically that. Like there's so many different parts of you that make you you, and
yeah.
you have to take care of each of those parts.
But that's that like emotional and spiritual balance.
Yeah, or spiritual was also one of
yeah.
them.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I was gonna say, like, people can't use your flaws against you if you don't look at them as flaws.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So I think it's also like important, like stupid stuff, like how you guys always diss me for my forehead. Haha, yeah, it's funny sometimes, but yes, it can be offensive. But it's about like embracing your my forehead and being like, you know what, Rihanna has a fucking big ass forehead.
Rihanna
too.
Has a 7 head,
guys. Rihanna's
but she rocks that shit.
Yeah. And all that
Rihanna's
stuff.
Getting so thick now, guys. Oh my god. Sorry, that sounded very creepy and thirsty. My bad. But yeah, Sinclair does have a massive forehead, and she is right. It is about embracing.
But it's beautiful.
The size of that
your big
head.
Forehead is beautiful.
Yes,
but I also think it's about like listening to people. Like people won't maybe directly tell you how they feel, but like. If you can see that someone's like body language or whatever is
their
like
energy.
Uncomfortable, yeah. But like also try be responsive to that. Like if you feel like you can see someone's down, reach out to them and be like, "Hey, I know I've messaged you for this
for real.
8th time today, but like, are you fucking okay?" You know.
I hear you.
So check on your friends. I know we always like
check on the strong ones.
Yeah, guys, the people that
yes.
are always checking on you. Those for are the
real.
People that need the most checking
just
on.
Just care about people. Like,
yes.
just genuinely, just care. To give
but
love, hugs are free. Smiles.
I don't like touching people. No.
Don't hug Zinclair.
No.
Hugs are free. A smile, like a
yeah,
smile,
guys,
can literally change
so
someone's day.
Way.
Just spread love. Shout out to Mick Jenkins because he's all about that shit. Spread
drink,
that love.
Drink
man.
More water.
So
drink
can
more
I,
water.
Or you might die.
Can I go back
especially
to the topic?
This heat, dude.
Take
so
it away.
We're talking about being thick. Now I want to know if your pockets are thick. Okay, so two things.
Black Friday.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. 6 weeks. Black Friday. Okay.
Yeah.
For me, Black Friday starts today.
So for those of you who don't know, Black Friday is the it's the biggest sale of the year.
Yeah, but can
it's
I
like
tell
a
you,
shopping holiday.
This is my interesting fact. Okay, this is pretty fucked up. So how Black Friday actually started was during, you know, in America, slave trade. Black Friday was like a day where you could get 2-for-1 slaves. They were basically
you
like selling these slaves like. For really cheap prices or just
stop
giving
it.
Them out.
You're
for free,
lying.
Which is really fucked up because like huh? yeah. Okay. Really fucked up. That was my fun fact. Okay.
That's fun.
Yeah, and then
oh
the
my god.
Thing, the
why
thing,
is the name still used?
This is what I think is really important to discuss. Sure. You know, in South Africa, like sure. a lot of people see Black Friday as a time to buy like, you know, like you're gonna go buy sneakers, a camera, like fun stuff. But a large amount of Black South Africans use Black Friday to buy like groceries and like necessities. Like,
necessities.
I was at Sanson last year when it was Black Friday. The line for Checkers
was like
longer than any like line I've ever seen in my life.
But Checkers always has line.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, like, just waiting outside already. Like, people travel from far just to do like bulk groceries, stuff for like Christmas, buying their like kids like lunch for like next year already. If it makes sense, and that's also just like speaks to like the economy of South Africa, how people have to like save up to do all of this, like, you know. But I don't want to depress y'all, so let Aday tell you how he's gonna spend his Black Friday.
No, dog, what the fuck? Now
Aday's getting
terrible shoes. Now
sure,
my Black Friday
starts today. I'm getting shoes. What are you gonna get?
I'm gonna get those new Converse Golf Le Fleur.
Yeah, those are fresh. Do you know what this guy actually said to me? He was like, "Dude, please help me decide which one to get. Because if I don't choose one, I'm gonna get both."
Dude,
imagine.
I will get them, I swear.
I'm like so content with myself because this is like the first Black Friday where like I don't need anything. I literally have like everything.
But like for some people, Black Friday is about need. But like for some, it's just about
one.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I'm saying like there's nothing more than I want. Like I got a camera. Woo!
Congratulations,
you have a camera, but congrats.
It was my ex-boyfriend's camera.
Okay.
So I got my camera.
Shit.
I got a car this year. Like, I just need a new laptop, but Apple doesn't sell MacBooks on Black Friday, so...
Yeah, Apple did because they don't need to.
Yeah, like... So, and also, Black Friday in South Africa is a scam.
It is a scam. It's
okay.
Like...
What?
20%
off. 20
or 30%
what?
Off.
Like, you know what I mean?
You guys do that shit anyway.
90% off in America.
Yes,
like, it's... Like,
but online, do they have good shit? That's where you'll find some good ones.
And I feel like that's where you need to shop is online. Don't go to the stores. It's going to be so unsafe.
Can I tell you what? I was watching this other video. It was kind of like a documentary on Black Friday. I saw kids get shit taken from their hands.
People are crazy. Yeah.
Americans are so lit, dog. Americans are
lit. Sure, America,
they'll push you out the way.
Boy.
That's what
I'm fucking
saying.
Stampedes. Like, it's hectic.
Yeah.
Hectic.
Like,
but
people will steal iPhones from your hands.
Yeah.
They'll take it from your hands and then push you away. They'll hand you off like that.
But the really dope thing is Phantom City, my favorite. Whoop whoop. They have 5 rand parking.
No, it's free parking.
Hey.
It's free parking.
Never mind. Free parking.
But you were just saying shop online. It's not safe, dog. So you are a hypocrite.
I didn't say I'm going.
Are you getting sponsored? Is this a sponsored like thing?
No, actually, someone invited me to go shopping on Black Friday. You know,
it's a ting.
So
how thick are your pockets, guys? No, guys, I ain't got a blesser. I got a job. But speaking of thick pockets, I blessed myself, and I was actually thinking like I want to get my nails done.
Female empowerment.
Yes.
Let's go for a massage day, guys.
Yo, guys, for real. Have you guys been? I don't know if we're allowed to plug this place, but there's this place in Brenmore.
Oh, you.
Them women can do the thing, boy.
They walk on your back.
Damn.
Is it those ones that walk on your back?
No, I haven't done it. I want to.
But I'm way too small for that.
There's you can die.
Right outside, there by the Indian restaurant.
Should you go?
Thai place. Well, you need to get over your hangover.
Why are you telling the world I'm hungover? I'm not hungover.
I'm
hungover as fuck!
Yeah, okay, but back to thick pockets, guys. So something that's been like a debate on Twitter is, you know, like, what should your man be doing for you? So this guy tweets a picture of his girl's hand. He took her for a manicure, pedicure at Sorbet, paid $650 for the set, and he's like, okay, I can't necessarily quote for quote what he said, but he said, how do you expect your girl to pleasure you if
Bug, why are you like talking nice, but just say like, okay, how do you expect your girl
to grab your dick if you ain't paying for the dick grabbers, you know? So dick grabbers are hands, you know.
What if I don't like dick grabbers?
They're
a bit aggressive,
like, especially with long nails. That shit hurts.
They're a bit aggressive.
Okay,
get out of here, you dick grabbers.
This guy called
like a dick fondler is different.
Okay, can't relate.
Nah, it's different. But a grabber, nah, I don't want no grabber.
For the guy. But this guy basically said any guy who doesn't pay for his girl's nails every month is doing the bare minimum. And then, like, there was a whole debate going out, like, no, you got to pay for your girl's hair, you got to pay for her makeup, you got to pay for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the dates, 1, 2, 3. And then there was these guys like, no, I'm a student, I'm a broke boy, and I can't afford it.
Why did she laugh? She was definitely thinking about someone, dude. She was thinking about a broke boy.
No, because I just don't like broke boys. And I'll tell you what a broke boy is. A broke boy isn't someone that doesn't have money. A broke boy is someone that lives outside of their means. So if you like to act like you have money, but you don't have money, if you go to places you can't afford, and then when the bill comes, you want to, like, you know,
judge
shit
the bull.
That's a broke boy.
I feel like a broke boy is someone that doesn't want to get paid. Or doesn't do actions to get
money, right?
Yeah, like, they're just chill.
So what I'm saying is, like, all these people are complaining, like, no, women are too high maintenance. But I said, clearly, you're not the target market, you know what I mean? Real.
Damn.
So it's like dating Barnes. Lane. So I want to know from, like, a men's perspective, like, how would you feel about, like, a girl coming through?
Yeah, let's open this conversation up, actually. So... Okay, I personally feel, right? So, obviously, I don't know. I just don't think it should be... Okay, for me personally, I want a woman who takes care of herself. It's not in, like, I don't want to pay for stuff, but, like, I do that stuff because I want to spoil her type of thing. It's not like a... It mustn't be an obligation thing.
Yeah,
it mustn't be like, oh, no, if you don't...
Yeah, like, requirements for a relationship.
No, like...
Take care of me.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't want that. I really don't... I don't like that, personally. I mean, if there are other people who like that, but that's just not me.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, one of the first requirements, you're going to want to be with a girl that has ambition in the first place.
Yeah.
real. So for real, for real.
If someone that doesn't have a job,
yeah,
like, you know, you have to have some.
She takes care of herself. She keeps herself together. You know, shit like that. That's a turn on for me. So like someone who's just, you know, like they expect it, like, yeah, every month I want a new weave, I want my nails done. Like, don't come to me and give me a list.
The thing is, I like nice things, and if I'm gonna treat you, I'm also gonna give you nice things.
Exactly. Yeah. Like the thing is, I want to treat you because I'm treating you, because I feel I care for you, because, you know, like, not because you're like, nigga, it's almost the end of the month. There's my nail shit. Where's my
wig?
Nigga, where my money? I need it. No.
But also, I think, like, for me, from a guy's perspective, surely you also want to be, like, treated in return.
Yeah, like,
that's the thing.
A relationship is give
and take. It's not just, it shouldn't be one way. It really can never be one way.
Emotionally, it's that way. Like, financially, it's that way. Like, full everything.
Full circle. It is give and take. It must not be, like, okay, I understand when you're courting a woman. Sorry, I moved on to paying the bill. When you're courting a woman, you have to pay for the bill.
If you ask me out,
it's the gentlemanly thing to do.
If you ask me out, whether you're a girl, you're a guy, whatever, if you are the one who initiated this date, you are going to pay.
I can agree with that.
No, though, that doesn't make sense, though. But, like, generally, if you
just look, he was dropping the bite bomb.
Bye-bye.
Like, oh, boy, if you are taking me out, I was like, oh,
God, I can tell you, this makeup, this weave, this outfit is way too expensive. Like,
so you're a broke girl, then?
I ain't no broke girl.
You just said that lives out of their means.
No, I ain't live out of my means, because I pay for this shit myself.
She's saying, like, it cost her a lot to look that good, so nigga better pay.
You better.
That basically makes you like a prostitute, kind of. Can't, I'm just fucking
with you. But also, guys, what's wrong with prostitution?
Nothing.
Like, sex work should be. Sex work is legal in Amsterdam, and I don't see a reason why.
Isn't it, like,
it's legal because
they
want
to
make I think.
Because
he did say something about it.
Like, those websites where you can literally, on the internet, that advertise, and you, like, you literally can just pick a pound cake. You know?
But it's an escort, so they try, like, glamorize it. Like, it's an escort.
They're hoes.
It's the same thing.
I'm not your fuck for the night.
No, dude. There's literally this poster by my house. I don't even want to say the name, but, like, read something like that. Right? And literally, on their poster, it's a woman, like, grabbing her ass and, like, want to have fun tonight. Like, I don't know who's going to go on a date with that, right?
But
I don't think prostitution should be legal. Like, I think it's her body, it's her choice.
So you think it should be legal, you mean?
Yeah, it should be legal, sorry. Okay. It's her body, it's her choice. If she feels like her pussy's so good, she should be earning 10K for it. I mean, why not, honey? Like,
get your money, honey.
Get your money, honey.
I respect that opinion. I think that makes perfect sense.
I just think that, like, I was watching The Traffickers.
Oh, okay, yeah,
and they put us on. And there was literally, like, one of the episodes was about, like, sex trafficking and sex work. And, like, in Amsterdam, how, like, because in the red light district, it's basically, like I said, it's legalized prostitution. So these ladies basically sell themselves through windows. But what I heard is those ladies are not there voluntarily. It's like they pimp sending them out there, standing in those windows.
That's the problem with sex workers.
That's what happens in, like, Middle East, like Europe. And
It could happen anywhere. Oh, like, I don't know. It's not something I understand here, but it could be possible. Like, it could happen here.
Guys, I feel like there's pimps everywhere. We just, we don't know about it. Like, I'm literally, like, there's a whole sex slave trade going on.
Yeah, and you don't see, like, you don't see it. Like, you hear about it, but you don't, like, you don't physically see it because it's something that's so meant to be kept in the dark.
Yeah, like, in psychology, we watched this documentary about this girl who went to UJ and she, like, came from Soweto, whatever. She was looking for a place in, like, Brom, Auckland Park, whatever, near UJ. And her friend's like, oh, yeah, come to my apartment building. Come check it out. Like, you should see this. This is in Bromfontein, walking distance from Wits. She goes inside the apartment building. Holding into the apartment, and she was basically held there hostage for 6 months by these men.
Oh my God.
Men who were, like, raping her every day, feeding her drugs and all that stuff in the middle of rampantane, like she'd be gang raped every single day continuously until they felt like she was basically too like washed up. They just like threw her out into like the road because they found like a new like body to continue with, and she continued as a prostitute because that was like the only way she knew how to use her body. And it's kind of scary, like, guys, this is like so close to us. You can actually watch the documentary. I think her name is Graciela or something like that. But it's like, that was her friend, first of all. It's in Bromfontein, not far from us. Like, I'm sure if the police go back there, the place doesn't exist anymore. But it's like, it's happening right under our noses.
Like, it's fucked up, dude. That's like, it's something that makes me sick that a person can... But it's the human condition.
Yeah.
As long as there will always be someone who thinks that people are just profit. You will see people as money.
Yeah,
that's why these illegal things thrive. Like, did you get when that list that was released on Twitter with how much organs are, how much they charge and shit? That's hectic, and that's been going on for ages.
Yeah.
Do you know how hectic it is in Durban? Like, they steal kids like it's nothing there.
Really?
Yeah, dude, like, it's so hectic, bro.
Even in, so our, hectic. In our work group, they just sent this message the other day. The SAPS are sending out a warning for, like, women going to the bathroom at, like, malls and shit.
Okay,
because
I'm not
apparently
trying to be
people.
Funny. Like, my mom sends me those, like, BCs every day. So I never know if I should, like, believe them or not. Because it's kind of like, how do you have a BC, like, every. How come our parents are, like, the only ones that get. Because
they're in the, like, responsible group.
Yeah, no, like.
Like, your groups are
parents
about banter.
Groups, dog.
Yeah, and true. University. Their groups are community
and, like, groups.
Groups
yeah. with. Like, I know with my mom, she has so many groups with just women.
Yeah,
and, like, stuff like that. Like.
But that, I saw that BC to my mom sent it to our family group, and like, I don't know if you remember, before Four Ways Mall did the renovations, there was so many, like, there was this man that was basically like stalking women waiting inside the bathrooms for women for them to be alone, and he'd rape them in the bathroom stall, so much so that each bathroom stall in Four Ways Mall had a panic button inside.
What?
Like, guys.
So,
dog, men make me sick, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
why not get a security guard
really
to stand outside the bathroom?
But it's like, I'm
like,
not even
small
trying to
things
be funny.
Like that.
Like, what? Like, what's a security guard gonna do? Like, he ain't got
generally.
No
time. No, but why? No, but why is a man going into a female bathroom?
That's the thing.
Why is that happening?
Why
in
is
the
that
first
something
place?
That's. But you can't put cameras anywhere.
Exactly.
In
you
bathroom.
Can't put cameras inside a bathroom.
But that's why I'm saying
inside, but
the
like maybe by
situation
the entrance
would be to get like a security guard to stand outside to make sure that no one. But the person that's meant to go in the bathroom is going in the bathroom.
But it's like women are like now being put under chains because people don't know how to like act properly. Like, do you get what I mean? Like,
dude,
really
like that's got me fucked up. There was even this thing, this post I saw recently, and it's like, we're always telling women to take care. We're always telling women to go out in groups. We're always telling women not to wear short skirts. We're always telling women to watch their drinks. But why are we not telling men not to fucking rape?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, it's fucked up. Like,
really
genuinely.
I feel like it's standard, though. Like, you shouldn't have to go tell someone not to rape a person. It's just like how you shouldn't have to go to someone and tell them not to kill a person.
But it's like entitlement and a power thing.
Mm-hmm. And it's the human condition.
Yeah.
Some people just feel like they're
It's not even the human condition. It's the it's the male condition. It's men. Men, they feel when they feel they are stronger than someone, they can feel they can take it.
Yeah,
and that's actually that's all throughout life. I don't think that's just men. I take it back.
Toxic masculinity.
Hegemonic masculinity.
That's what's up. But it's not just men, actually.
Yeah.
I think it's a power thing. The second people taste power, they think they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And that's
I feel like
is a
it's
huge
the
problem.
People that react badly to power, if you get what I'm saying, because
nah, boy,
certain
power,
people
powers, it's like a drug, boy. Like money.
So.
Think about money, boy. If you had billions in your bank account, who the fuck is gonna tell you no?
I wouldn't know how to behave. I'm gonna be.
I'm
honest.
Not gonna. I wouldn't
crazy
be drastic.
Shit, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't do. But I wouldn't do shit like
that.
I wouldn't do shit to endanger other people or to worsen
like,
other people's
basic
lives. You know,
human ethics.
The
morals,
crazy
shit
I
like
do
that.
Is like getting monkeys and fun with my.
No, like I'd have so much fun. I would.
Sorry?
An amusement park in my garden.
You see, like, I do shit like that.
I'd
that's crazy.
Live my
that's
absolute
that's not
life.
Hurting you.
City.
But why the fuck would you buy that?
I just love that place so much.
You're so weird. You weird girl. But you'd rather just spend money at Samsung City.
No, why spend it when I can own it and then make money off of it?
But Liberty owns
That's
Samsung.
How you
you'll
lose
never
lose money.
You're
you
right.
spend it.
You're right. Liberty, you'll never. Samsung's the richest square mile in Africa. you think the mountains of Caucasus are gonna let that go? Never. For anyways,
yeah,
this
is
fun, guys. But it's about that time indeed. This was fun, guys. I mean, we had a guest that cancelled, but we held this shit down.
I'm throwing shade to you. It's
fuck.
Me. I'm
Don't even mention
whatever.
Their name.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever. It's whatever.
Whatever.
Bro.
It's whatever.
We had a great show. We had a great conversation.
This was fun, man.
Yeah.
It's nice to have you both back. This was a good one.
I was here last week.
Yeah, I said you both back. I meant both of you together back.
At the same time.
Yes.
Like I think he remembers.
Like it's your laugh that made it so shady.
Like a combination thing. Yeah.
But yeah, from the Millennial Gen team, we are out.
Bye,
it's me, Kanye Palmer. Follow me on social media. Our banging tunes are on Apple Music, mm-hmm. SoundCloud, everywhere. Also follow Adair. We actually also started a music...
Why doesn't anyone follow me?
We're about to get to you, bro.
Dog, like, dude,
patience
that damn.
Is
patience
is a
virtue. But I also started a music sharing group, mm-hmm. Music and Means, and it's actually banging.
It
I enjoy that shit.
He says that, but he's like the only person that talks on your group.
No,
what do you
I'm
mean?
Not.
Do you not listen to the music I send?
This is how you get removed, dog.
For real.
For reals.
We need to put the rules in the description.
That's the you're actually
way
right.
Way too long.
Right.
The rules are like, you know when it even says read more, that's how long the rules are.
Yes.
Your mic is
off. Bye. But yeah, do you want to sign yourself out?
Yeah. So it's your boy, Yama. Majesty, check me out on Insta, Facebook. I mean, you can if you
Apple
like
music
over 30,
too.
But like, yeah, and just check me out on Instagram.
Yeah. Last but definitely not least.
Oh, thanks, man. Zed does the most. Saying goodbye. Enjoy your weekend.
Enjoy
Friday
your
is the weekend. Friday starts. Yeah.
But yeah, I wish you guys love, light, happiness, spectacular weekend.
Spread
enjoy
love,
the
baby.
Sunshine. Love yourself. Love your family. Love those dear to you. We are out.
This is CliffCentral.com.